When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. That is Flo Rida and T-Pain there, and a song that played heavily into Statman's weekend with his sister Emily. What is going on with this?
Okay, so apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Yeah.
I guess I always assumed the boots were like fur lined until Reba posted something about how she had on her boots with the fur. The blue fur coat and cowgirl boots.
Okay, so it's not...
it's not furry boots. It's a fur coat and boots. Boots with the fur.
Yeah.
I had it wrong all these years. I even had fur-lined boots my daughter wore as like a little girl. We used to make a little joke when she had her diaper on, like, oh, look at you with your little apple-bottom jeans and your boots with the fur.
So where does Emily?
Two different things.
Where does Emily, your sister, come into this?
Well, she's the one that pointed out that we had it wrong all these years, and Reba was there to, I guess, clear things up. What did you think it meant?
I actually, I'm with you. I thought she's got the boots with the fur. I thought it was a furry boots.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I guess it's not. We had it wrong, and maybe we need to watch the music video, my sister said.
And Reba has shown us the way, the error of our ways here.
Yeah, by singing the national anthem with boots with the fur on.
I guess the closest I come to that is a recent song from Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make.
Yeah.
And we play that, you know, when it was out all the time. We still play it. I had a problem understanding what he was saying, and I sang this for probably 6 months this way, where he says, let's get some candles burning and some records turning, where he says that.
Yeah, what did you think he said?
I thought he was saying, let's get some candles burning and some red dirt turning. Like they're out four wheeling in red dirt. It just made sense to me that sounds like something Luke Combs would sing about red dirt turning.
Nothing romantic about it. Why would you light the candles and then go turn the garden over?
In like your four wheel drive, like you know, red dirt road, Brooks and Doug. So that's where I was. Let's get some red dirt turning. Nope. Way off there. Way off. 749-B105. You have any misconceptions about songs or things like that, lyrics? I'd love to hear them. Boots with the fur is where we start. That's the starting point here with Statman. Get your red dirt turning right now. Bring it. It's a 627.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Big Dave Show. Statman just sharing the story about how for years, him and Kayla had the Flo Rida T-Pain song Low with the apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur. It's actually a fur coat and boots, not fur lined boots.
You thought that's what it was.
I guess a lot of people on the internet thought that too.
And then I admitted that I had the Luke Combs song wrong. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning. I thought he was saying red dirt turning. Because I'm an idiot. Aaron from Coleraine, yes. have you got one that makes you feel even stupider than ours?
I'm Shameless. I thought it was I'm Shaving when I was young.
By Garth Brooks? I'm Shaving! Brand-a-lil. You thought...
I sang it like that when I was a kid all the time.
Like shaving a face?
Yep.
So how long from when you were a child did this continue?
Probably until I was in high school.
Oh, man. That must have been embarrassing.
And who brought you around to the right side where you... No, he's saying Shameless.
It was just on one day, and I was like, oh, I've had that wrong.
So you finally heard it, and just kind of like a smack in the head, you went, oh, my God, he's not saying Shaven, he's saying Shameless.
Yes.
Wow. That one's hard to believe. I mean...
Pretty bad.
I thought my red dirt turning... was bad, but I'll hand you the scepter. That one I don't think can be topped.
It was pretty good.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Aaron.
Have a great day.
You too. Lindsay from Lawrenceburg. Have you got one that can top Aaron's thinking Shameless by Garth Brooks was Shaven.
No, I'm with the Red Dirt Turning with Luke Combs, too, with you.
Oh, you thought he was turning dirt, huh? Spinning wheels.
I did, too.
See?
The whole time.
You know what? Then I don't feel so bad.
No, don't, because you're not the only one.
So, would you like somebody to light some candles and go off-roading with? Is that the kind of love song you're looking for?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey.
The dad in me has to say, make sure you put out the candles before you go out and get your red dirt turning, you know, because that's a hazard.
Yeah, I guess so.
Brent writes in and says, my wife thought on the song should have been a cowboy. He said, wearing my sex shoe, not six shooter.
My sex shoe?
Is that the fur? Wow. Is that fur-lined boots? Is that what that is?
It goes with the love glove, Dave.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We've gotten sidetracked this morning because I admitted in the Luke Combs song, The Kind of Love We Make, I thought he was saying, instead of let's get some records turning, I thought he was saying red dirt turning. And it's just caused a lot of people to call in and tell us lyrics they misheard now. And you've got one, Amy, you'd like to share.
Back in the day, there was a rock song called I'm Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yeah, by Great White. That was their big remake of that. It was a huge hit.
Well, I was in the car with some of my girlfriends, and I didn't get out much, apparently, because they were all singing, and I was singing, I won't spit in my eye.
Wow. And the fact that you will admit that on B105 is tremendous, I just have to say.
I'm not saying I gave you my right name.
Ah, nice.
Well played. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Amy has a comment about The Kind of Love We Make, Luke Combs, me thinking it said red dirt turning here.
Hey, I'm with you, Big Dave. I thought it was red dirt turning as well.
You know what? Then maybe I'm not as crazy as I thought. It fits.
Like, I'm probably still going to sing it that way because it makes sense. Like, and especially, I'm a farmer. Like, that's the term for, like, tilling the ground, like, plowing the ground. Like, you turn the dirt. So it's, like, it fits for a country song, too. So
I guess, but why would you light candles and turn the lights down low to turn dirt?
Because you have dinner, and then you go out and plow the ground.
Okay.
Is this some euphemism or position I don't know about that
no.
you're tearing up the dirt?
No. Shannon has come through the B105 app, and she says, I also thought it was red dirt turning, Big Dave. See, so I'm not alone. This is making me feel so less stupid than I did earlier this morning.
If it helps, I'm still going to sing it red dirt turning.
All right. You know what? I'm going to keep doing it too, doggone it. Thank you for the call.
Hey, we'll be on the same team.
It's a 6:59.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, this coming Friday morning around 7:10. Tyler from the Voices of America Country Music Fest is going to be here to announce a big old chunk of the lineup that we have. You know, so far we got Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt.
We just got the big names, but there's a lot of other ones.
Yeah, so he's going to be here to spill the beans on that. And getting ready for that all week long, we've got Voices of America Country Music Fest passes for you to win. And just like we did last time, we're going to do some rounds this week of Big Dave Does Horrible Impressions. And that's where Stat and Ashley would write down names in a cup. You can hear them right now. And I have to try to do an impersonation of them, an impression.
Let's hear your Voice of America here,
yeah.
Dave.
Well, today is very America because it's President's Day. And you're telling me there's a theme in this cup, Stat.
Yeah, they're all presidents.
Oh, my. So I have to try to do an imitation of whatever yes. name I pull out. And if you can guess who it is, you get the tickets to VOA.
It's right. that easy. All right. Right. Draw a name out of the Chalice of Champions.
Chalice of Champions here. My God.
What'd you get?
Well, I can't say who it is.
Go ahead.
Dude, I don't even think I heard this guy talking. He's an old president.
Maybe it's just a quote then. Can you think of a quote?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go back to this guy, the audio is going to sound very weird, like everybody's on the telephone. So I will do this and see if somebody can get it. Are you ready?
All right. Let's see what you got.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
All right. Does that work?
Is that an old-timey microphone you're creating
with your
hands?
Yeah, I'm doing my old-timey. Speak softly and carry a big stick. All right. So that's all I got there. Okay, so all right. Caller 10-749-B105. You tell us who that old-timey president I'm attempting to imitate is, and you're going to Voices of America.
It's that easy.
And by the way, I should mention, there were two presidents with this last name.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's one and not the other.
It's one and not the other. So that adds a little element of toughness to it. So call now, 749-B105. Pretty simple. And everybody's Googling that quote right now. Who said that?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Erica from Bellevue. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
And a happy President's Day to you. Have you got the day off work?
No, I have to go to work.
Yeah, just like us. But that's all right. That's American, and that's what it's all about. Voices of America coming back August 8th through 11th. We got, you know, VOA Park in Westchester. We got passes for you. You just have to play a round of Dave Does Horrible Impressions, okay?
Okay.
And in honor of President's Day, Statman put four names in a cup. I pulled one out. I've got the imitation now. Are you ready to guess the president?
Yes.
Here
Good
it is.
Luck.
Let me get my old-timey microphone ready.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
All right. What is that presidential voice he's impersonating?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, there was also, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but that was Teddy Roosevelt. Way to go.
Thank you.
All right, we got your passes. Not just one day, not just 2 day, but 4 day passes to the Voices of America Country Music Fest. Now, we've only announced a few of them. The headliners, Ernest, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, you're going to be there for. But Friday, we're going to announce the rest of the acts you'll see.
Awesome.
Speaking of the rest of them, let me pull out the other names. Stat, you had four in here. I pulled one. See, let's see. Trump. Oh, so
that would have been fun.
Oh, God.
That would have been a good one.
Your tickets are... I can't do Trump. They're huge. Oh, yeah. These are the best tickets ever. They're enormous. All right.
There you go.
Who was the other one? Lincoln? How did I imitate Lincoln?
Come on. Four scored 7 years ago.
I guess. But yeah. I would really have four. Okay.
Hey, just do a quote on that one.
And this one, I know you're going to know it. Erica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'd like to meet up with you out there at that Voices of America Park, Erica. You sound awfully cute, you know. Hey.
That was Clinton.
See, yeah, that's my slam dunk that I didn't pull it. Man. Erica, good job, girl.
Thanks.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Today is President's Day, so I know that my son Darren, he's not going to school. What about Stacy and Jane?
Nope. Kenton County's out, too. I think most schools are off.
Yeah, they get that extra day off. A lot of banks and other things closed today. It is all about the presidents. And, Statman, I have a question for you, talking about the height of presidents. And what do you think the most common height is for a United States president?
6'1".
You're almost there. 6'2". Because listen to this, a list of presidents that came in at 6'2". Barack Obama, George Washington, George H.W. Bush, Chester A. Arthur, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Bill Clinton, and Thomas Jefferson. All were 6'2". That's kind of crazy, isn't it? That's a lot.
Well, let's go on the high end. Who's the tallest? Abe Lincoln?
Well, go up next is Donald Trump was 6'3", or is 6'3", I should say.
He still is.
It's a tie. You were kind of close for the tallest presidents ever. Abraham Lincoln and Lyndon Johnson, both 6'4".
Oh, yeah, I've heard. That's right. Lyndon Johnson.
So you're 6'4", right?
Yeah, used to be. I don't know. I might have shrank a little.
You're shrinking a little bit. So you have a size 14 shoe, too, right?
I'm 13. Now, our boss, Grover Collins, is a 14. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we know who the tallest is. Who's the shortest president?
The shortest president, James Madison, coming in at a 5'4". So a foot shorter than you. You would tower over a president.
Weird.
Of course, back then when James Madison was president, the life expectancy was also like 30. So you'd be dead, but taller than him. Happy President's Day. Have a piece of cherry pie, something like that.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, it's B105 Statman, and we're hanging out at Schmidt's Bakery in Batesville, and I came out to find out what the deal is with these thingalings. And I've got with me one of the thingaling creators. Tell us all about the creation of the thingaling, Birdie.
Okay, well, it started with Washington, you know, chopped down the cherry tree.
Okay.
And my husband decided that we needed to do something in the wintertime because it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, so for President's Day, you thought cherry trees, so...
That's it. So he came up with this this cherry thingling, and it's got chopped cherries in it with the cherry glaze over it.
Ooh.
Really good. And people stand in line and get them hot off the press, and they just kind of melt in your mouth. They're so yummy.
So where did the name thingling come from?
He seen a article in one of the magazines years ago, and then he kind of nooked his own way of doing things. So the cherry thingling was kind of like already in the magazine, but he said, well, I think we need to make these things.
Huh. And things they make. And it's so fun. It sounds like something out of Whoville.
It does.
Like Dr. Seuss created the thingling. Thank you, Bird.
Glad you came out.
Oh, man, you can't have a President's Day in Batesville, Indiana without a thingaling, can you, Statman?
They make them fresh every day, too, so get there early.
Mm-hmm, before they're all gone. So President's Day here in the tri-state. Another place that you went to a few months ago with Kayla is doing something pretty cool today for the day.
Indiana kind of has President's Day, like, happening today. It's called 4-Speed on 50. It's a really cool old 50s diner. Mm-hmm. Like, right when you walk in, it's like going back in time.
And this is in Lawrenceburg?
Yeah, Lawrenceburg, right on 50.
Okay.
And they're going to have Abe Lincoln there today. You can get your picture taken with he's an impersonator. But he's got the top hat, the beard, and he looks dead on Abe Lincoln.
So you're looking at him right now. This guy is
going to be at 4-Speed on 50s today.
So we were talking about earlier, Abe Lincoln, along with Lyndon B. Johnson, are the tallest presidents ever at 6'4". Is this guy, does he look 6'4"?
I don't know. I guess I have to go out there and find out. But I will say, at 4-Speed on 50s, mm-hmm. they have these things called Speed Devil Eggs.
Ooh.
Planko crusted fried deviled eggs with a little jalapeno on top with cherry bacon, green onion, and paprika. Dude, that was so good.
Man.
I'm going back just for that and staying for Abe Lincoln. Isn't that a weird thing to say?
That'll be the Eggiesburg address from Abe out there.
There you go.
All right, well, get out there and see Abe, grab you a thing-a-ling, and celebrate President's Day responsibly there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning we welcome Shannon into the courtroom, who's got a very peculiar but I think possibly relatable to a lot of people situation here. It involves social media. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay. You're engaged to be married, and congratulations on that, but you've got a problem.
Thank you.
You and your fiancé are having a bit of a go-around on something, and what is it?
Okay, so my fiance was actually, he has two kids, so they're going to become my new stepkids, because he was married before. And I was looking through his Facebook, sometimes I just look through his Facebook, and I noticed there was a bunch of photos of his ex-wife and his whole past life with the kids. And it's really been bothering me.
Oh, because it's kind of seeing him with a different woman?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like a new chapter for us. So I feel like he needs to start over and move on. And at least, like, he can maybe keep them, you know, on his phone, I guess, whatever, if, like, the kids are in it. But I really think that he should take them down from social media. You know, he's getting remarried with me. Like, I should be the new post. It's going to be weird if people could still see the pictures of his ex-wife on there. Like, that's confusing and just a little awkward.
What does he have to say, like, when you've asked him to take him down? Because that's got to be, like, an awkward conversation.
It was awkward. He got really upset. He's like, you know, that's a part of our lives, and it's a part of the kids' lives, and I don't want to forget it, and it made me who I was today.
So on your social media, you don't have any pictures of, like, any exes, even if you don't have an ex-husband? Like, there's no ex-boyfriend or relationships?
No, I deleted them. Like, I mean, occasionally on my iPhone, maybe they'll come up in my memories, but, like, for some odd reason, they dug up one of them. But, like, on social media, I made sure to delete all of them.
You gave it a thorough scrubbing.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want people to be seeing that. Like, it's just, you know, this is a new memory, a new chapter in my life.
I do find it interesting, like, when I follow people on social and, you know, they're together and then all of a sudden you see them by themselves. Like, the person posted a picture by themselves and then you'll go, like, to their profile to creep and the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend's completely removed.
Yeah.
Like, they were never a part of it. And, I mean, I guess if it's ugly or if you're just mad or I don't know, you take them off, but maybe his divorce was smooth. Or, like, you know, that's his wife too, and the mother of his kids.
Did he happen to mention what his ex-wife thinks about those pictures on his page? Especially the wedding ones.
I don't know, actually, because I mean, I know they're still on speaking terms because of the custody thing with the kids, but I don't think it's like they're friends. Like, I know it didn't end well.
Yeah, well, obviously they got divorced, so... Well, I think we've heard all we need to hear here, Shannon. Let's go to the jury, member number one, Statman.
I guess some people see it as closing a chapter and then starting a new one, and by closing it out, deleting it all.
Yeah, some people do that.
But by deleting the pictures, you're not going to delete the past. I don't know why he's worried about forgetting those memories. You could always just put them on a hard drive and save them for your kids in the future. I'm going to be on your side today, Shannon, and say, yeah, have him delete those things. Move on.
Yeah, I get it.
This one is tough for me because, you know, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. So I'm going to go with, like, I'm on his team because it's in the past. And if they've had a healthy breakup, I don't think you have anything to worry about. You're with him now and there will be new pictures and those will just continue to get buried.
And I'm going to go on his team because I got to be honest. The only person that's going to see them are you or somebody that's creeping. How often do you go and look at someone's Facebook page and really just go down all their pictures? You know, I mean, if you got to go way, way back. Now, if he like reshares memories that pop up of those pictures,
that's a different story.
That's a problem. But I mean, I think it's just the past is the past. You're the future. Move on. That's what I'm saying. But let's see what they think at 749-B105 and also through the app. Okay, Shannon?
Thanks, guys.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Shannon, who is engaged, and she has a problem with her fiancé. The fact that he was married before and has kids, and she's looking through his social media, mainly his Facebook page, at some old pictures, and he still has pictures of his ex-wife along with his kids up, and she's like, I think he should scrub those completely off there. We sided with the fiancé 2-1 over Shannon, but let's see what 749-B105 thinks. Lisa from Cincinnati is on Team Fiancé. Why is that?
Because that's his past. That's who made him. That you just can't take pictures and think you can erase that. That's ridiculous. She needs to grow up just a hair.
Krista from Trenton, what team are you on, girl?
I am actually on the husband, the new husband side.
The fiance there.
I am, because as Ashley said, you know, she said something about having a clean breakup. And if that's the case, basically, you know, just kind of let it go as memories. I had not had a clean breakup, and I still have my kid's my kid's father on mine, and I don't worry about it too much, but it's a memory for them to look back on. Even though I don't like him, he's still on there, part of my kid's life for the rest of my life.
Barb from Burlington is on Team Fiance. I see a sweep going on here. Why is that, Barb?
Those pictures are truth, whether they're there or not. And they'll benefit the kids later on when they're old enough to be on Facebook if they're not already. It doesn't erase that, so just leave them. Own it and move on.
Are we going to find Matt in Lebanon? Are you going to be on Team Shannon or Team Fiance here, buddy?
I'm on Team Fiance, buddy. My wife has four kids, and I'm friends with her ex-husband. And we've even gone camping and fishing together.
Wow.
That's pretty civil of you guys.
Yeah, you might get along with him better than you did with her.
Maybe.
All right, we got somebody who's anonymous here, as just wants to be known as Indiana Girl. Where are you falling on this?
So I'm on his side, and I mean, I'm on her side too. I get it, because I've been through a divorce and my ex doesn't have any of our pictures, which is completely fine because I don't have any of our pictures on mine either. But I do have them in my phone for the simple fact of the kids, because I went to go delete all those pictures because it's memories I didn't want to remember or see, but my kids asked me not to. So I get where he's coming from. And if they had a smooth divorce, then that's fine. Like, good for them. Glad they were able to have a smooth divorce.
I guess a lot of people don't have hard drives anymore that they download their pictures off of. Like, you're holding on to them on your phone because you don't want to lose them.
Yeah, your phone.
Question to you is, why don't you take them pictures off your phone and put them on, like, a permanent storage?
I just haven't ever thought of it.
You haven't got around to it. Ain't that the truth for all of us? I feel you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This is indeed a love story for the ages on the Good Vibes today. They go back to 1973, and a young lady named Connie was working at a McDonald's in New Orleans. And one day, J.J. Boudreaux, that's a good New Orleans name, he was a police officer there in the Big Easy. He walked in with his partner to have some lunch. Well, old J.J. immediately noticed a pretty young Connie behind the counter and had to do something about it.
She was busy calling out, give me french fries, give me this, give me that. And then I asked one of the other girls, I said, she's cute. How do I get her to talk to me? She tapped on the shoulder and said, this guy wants to talk to you. So she came up and took my order.
So Connie not only took JJ's order, he said, how do I talk to you? She said, well, you call me. So she wrote her number down for him on her little order pad. This is back in the days, 1973. They didn't have all the computer stuff. You had to actually write down what somebody ordered. So they went on their first date soon, and the rest is history. They got married, had two sons, and now have a six-year-old grandson. And they moved away from Louisiana in 1979 and moved to Louisville and have lived there ever since. Well, this past Wednesday at a Louisville McDonald's, Connie and JJ celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary on Valentine's Day. Aww. With a very special dinner. The employees decorated the store up with hearts and happy anniversary banners, had a nice booth ready with roses and candles, and plus a big gift basket from McDonald's for the couple.
You know what they say, happy meal, happy wife.
That's what you got right there.
What did they eat? What was the meal?
Well, they had to have JJ's favorite because through the years, he had a nickname for Connie.
My favorite, quarter pounder with cheese. That's what started the whole thing. Matter of fact, way back when, I used to call her my quarter pounder.
Yeah, he did. In public. That's everyone.
So his nickname for his wife there for a while was the quarter pounder, because JJ loved the quarter pounder with cheese. Hey, they made it work. 50 years together, and they celebrate that 50th anniversary where it all started at a McDonald's. God bless you guys. JJ and Connie, happy anniversary there.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we got Tony from Deer Park. He has got five daughters. He has got one granddaughter. And am I to understand that you have a President's Day themed dad joke?
I do.
Excellent.
All right, let's have it, Tony.
What do you call George Washington's false teeth?
I don't know. What do you call George Washington's false teeth?
Presidentures.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not very presidenture of you there to say that. I love it. Presidentures, Tony. Have a great day. Grab a piece of cherry pie in honor of old George there.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 Country Club member induction time, and we have got Danielle O'Brien from Loveland. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
So you got to whisper a little bit because you got a sleeping baby in the car.
I do, yes.
How old?
He is about to turn two this summer.
Oh, are the terrible twos a real thing?
They really are. Oh, he is very ornery.
Well, keep it down a little bit because, you know, we don't want to interrupt nap time because then they're off the rest of the day.
Yes, you know how it is.
So you're the patient care coordinator at Humana Centerwell Specialty Pharmacy. So you've got a busy life already, and then you throw in the kid, and then just trying to find time to listen to B105.
I can always find time for listening to B105.
Aw, and how long have you been listening?
So I've been listening as long as I can remember, probably for about 30 years.
You sound pretty young here. What age do you think you started listening?
So I would say probably like around 5. I have a tiny voice, but I always say that I wish I was as tiny as my voice.
Girl, you're funny. I have a big voice and I'm just as big as it.
No way. You look very petite.
Oh, you're sweet.
So over the years, you know, 30, what is one thing that sticks out about B105 and you?
I would just always say that B105 makes every memory better. I mean, there is not one time that it hasn't enhanced every party, every memory, every car ride. It's been a huge part of my life.
I love that.
That's huge. You're not being paid to say this. That was a genuine thought.
No, yes. This is not a paid commercial. But if y'all want to pay me, that is fine too.
Well, we are going to give you a brand new B105 Country Club jersey.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you.
So that's going to be now for you. Please don't use it to swaddle any more babies with, okay?
No, we're done. We're done in the baby-making zone.
Well, I guess the only thing left to do here, Danielle, is to get your favorite song on. You got 30 years to pick from on B105. What are we about to play for you?
If you can play Chicken Fried by Zach Brown Band, that would be great.
Consider it done. Now, don't crank it up too much and wake that baby.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, girlfriend. Welcome to the club.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.